subject, my husband doesn't know how to say no. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together for 6 years, including 1 year of marriage. His problem is that he doesn't know how to say no. Even though we both work, I feel like he's taking care of two households, ours and his mother's. Her husband died a few years ago, so now it's just his mom and sister. Both women are of age to find employment, but they refuse to because they rely on my husband as their source of income. He often complains of always having to give them money when I say always, I mean every time he gets paid. He makes a substantial amount of money, and we've discussed this situation on numerous occasions, even to the point where we're arguing about it. He always says he'll stop, but he never does. He always asks my opinion, but still does what he wants. My husband and I have told his mother and sister repeatedly that he's allowed to do what he wants with his money, but if they don't get what they want from him, they get upset, and he runs right to them and gives them what they want to make them happy. I personally think they manipulate him because they know he's kind-hearted. He's acknowledged that his mom and sister are this way, but he refuses to put an end to it. In the beginning, he said he was only doing it to help them get on their feet after his father passed, but now it's like he can't stop. While I love my husband and my in-laws, I want this cycle to stop, and I feel powerless to end it. Well, you feel powerless to end it because you shouldn't have to end it. Your husband should be the one to do that. I mean, it is his family after all. But really, I don't know how you would get him to stop supporting his mom at this point. It is his mother, especially since you say he makes a substantial amount of money. And, you know, he's probably looking at it like it is his mom. I know what you're saying, you know, the wife should come first and all of that. And all of that is true, especially shouldn't be supporting his sister who is grown and can find work. But this is a tough subject that, you know, you guys need counseling or a serious conversation about, because it's causing problems in your marriage, and that's the number one problem, the money issue. So you're going to have to sit him down, the whole family. You guys are going to have to talk about this issue seriously. Even if he doesn't completely stop giving her money, maybe he can cut back on the amount. Steve?
I agree with what Shirley said, with the exception of counseling. I don't know. First of all, you ain't going to get the mama and the sister to go to counseling because they don't see nothing wrong. So that right there, here's your problem with this letter. He is a son. That's the biggest problem here. He is his mother's son. His father raised him to take care of his family. His father could have said to him, in the event that something happened to me, take care of your mom and your sister. Or it could be a slew of other things. But if that's happened, then we definitely have a pretty much hard situation to fix unless he can come up with some type of parameters to put on this. Now, even though you all both work, you feel like he's taking care of two households, ours and his mother's. Her husband died a few years ago, so now it's just the mom and the sister. Well, you don't have to feel like that. He is taking care of two households. That's what he's doing. He's taking care of two households. Ain't no way around this. And you're having trouble with it, even though your husband makes a considerable amount of money. Once the man is taking care of two households, the major principal house that he should be taking care of is yours and his. Now, unless your husband can be made aware of the fact that you all's house is suffering because of the help that he's given to his mom and his sister, it's going to be hard to stop this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.